Verbal Vomit. I'm Dave Chaos.
I'm Kitty Anarchy.
And this is the first song.
Well, not this one exactly. It's coming up right after.
I was a loser, you sick with finishing. Rockets.
All right. So, besides the intro song, Bend Over Backwards by Brother Inferior, that's my pick because that song kicks ass. Then there was Sex Orgy with the Brady Bunch by The Gynecologist, Make Up Your Mind by Stiff Faders, and Oh, How to Do Now by The Monks.
Yes.
We have special guests in the studio.
Yay! Special guests. All right. Fellas, why don't you introduce yourselves, starting with
Hold on. This is Bridgetown DIY. Yeah. And we'll explain what that is. Introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Andy.
I'm Raz.
I'm Joey.
My name's Cameron.
And you guys are from Bridgetown DIY.
Yeah, we are.
Do you want to
I live in Bridgetown.
Do you want to give a little bit more info on what this Bridgetown DIY thing is?
Cameron?
Essentially, Bridgetown DIY is an idea that a lot of us had. A lot of us for a long time out in the San Gabriel Valley wanted to have a community space and a venue. Because for a fairly long time, we haven't had a stable venue. I mean, almost all of LA County hasn't really had a stable punk venue for a considerable amount of time. So we decided, as friends, that we wanted to get together and create a community space for bands, not necessarily just punk bands, but bands, anyone who wants to share their art or music or ideas can come together and
locals.
Share them. Yeah, locals.
Awesome. Now, where are you guys based out of? Where is Bridgetown? Is it
San Gabriel Valley?
Yeah, it's in the San Gabriel Valley.
So it's
and the name Bridgetown?
It came from La Puente.
La Puente. That's right. That's my freaking hometown right there. I think I had mentioned this on the phone that the fire department has Bridgetown on their trucks. Hells
no
yeah!
Way. You should go check that out.
And do you guys know Bridgetown? Bridgetown Lowriders?
No.
We don't.
Okay, well, La Puente has their annual Christmas parade. Uh-huh. Have you guys gone?
No.
Support your local, come on, DIY freaking Christmas parade.
We only called it La Puente because we were trying to open it in La Puente, but the actual spot we're trying to open turned out to be in Baldwin Park.
Okay, well, at least it's still SGV, it would be different if it was a toll.
We had a small debate on names and stuff like that, and Bridgetown came up, and we're like, yeah, it's going to be La Puente.
Yeah.
Everybody got stoked on it, and then we didn't even realize that it was actually Baldwin Park and not La Puente, so we're just
okay.
Like, whatever, we'll stick with it.
Well,
it
just to
cool.
Finish the Bridgetown Lowriders, they had the Christmas parade, and it was, like, so cute, because they had, like, the Girl Scouts, and this is kind of... Bridgetown, right?
Yeah.
So then Bridgetown oldies come in with their freaking lowriders all like pimped out. And I was like, yeah, this is a La Puente fucking parade right here.
Instead of Santa, you get lowriders.
Yes, for real. I think it was there somewhere in the mix, but that was the part I got excited for.
Now, as far as you guys just mainly do punk shows, other than punk shows, you guys host, you know, art openings and other stuff. Have you guys found a venue yet or...
Is it still
in the works?
I mean, we're actually in the process of trying to find a venue right now. The one that we were looking into in Baldwin Park, yeah, it tended to be like a little expensive side.
Yeah.
So right now we're trying to look for another space in the San Gabriel Valley that we can actually like meet at, so we can have our meetings at our own space. But
besides the meetings, what other things could be done at the spaces? It's going to be like an art space or like a big venue.
We want to have a community center where like we can have a zine library where we can have like kids and come in and have like people that we know in bands, give them free like, you know, lessons on instruments like guitars, drums, whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's very good. That's pretty cool.
Workshops.
Now how did you guys get involved with the whole DIY? Were you guys just going to shows and just seeing the fact that there was really no community within the punk scene or no brotherhood or what whatsoever?
Yeah, well, I think we'll do one each one of us.
Yeah.
Will explain
we'll
start off with that.
I think that punk, just if you're into punk, you're automatically just jumped into like this whole DIY scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, punks like to do everything themselves. And I guess we all kind of just fell into that, and we just wanted to take stuff into our own hands, just like everyone else did, you know?
Like to organize it more?
Yeah.
Sounds like.
So, yeah. I mean, like, as far as, like, shows go and stuff, like, if we don't see anything being done, then let's just do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good mentality. That's how good bands form, and that's how a good collective start.
Yeah.
prime examples, the Gilman Street Project. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really they're really good at, you know, bringing in bands and hosting them and helping them out. You know, as far as LA has some good collectives. You have what, Food Not Bombs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great band Resistant exists. They help out. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah. That's really that's really key to the community. Now, see, I was on little backstory. I was on the subway the other day, and I got this newspaper called The Liberation, which is a social communism newspaper. Lady goes, "Hey, you know, would you like to look at the paper?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. It's a dollar donation." I go, "Okay, give it a dollar." I read it. There's some pretty cool, interesting articles in there, and it kind of reawoke in the beast that used to be in me, because for some years, I was totally all about DIY, you know, mm-hmm. doing my own backyard shows, you know, producing my own music, you know, getting bands together and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And, you know, and organizing stuff, you know, like, you know, Food Not Bombs in my area. But I think I just lost the passion with it when the whole DIY, because everybody thinks of DIY in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, some do.
I think back in the day, it just got a little bit like split between, like, in the scene, like, there's the DIY and it's like, oh, anti everything else. And mm-hmm. it's like, so it could never be like incorporated into everybody, like there was like no unity. It basically made it like its own scene. And
I think what I started saying was clicks.
Clicks started to form.
Yeah, the kids who were doing the DIY, they were doing their thing, and you know what? They moved on to bigger and better things, or they actually got caught up, and now they're living within the system they hate.
Yeah,
but it usually happens. Now, your name again is
Andy.
Andy, and you?
Raz.
All right. Let's hear your story about your DIY. How you came about this?
Well, I grew up in El Monte, and El Monte just has always been a mecca for punk music. I just remember growing up, like, first thing is like I was in elementary or junior high, and some friends are like, "Dude, there's a punk show like."
They would
like
always have backyards.
A few houses down from my house. And I was only like 11, 10, I don't remember. I show up to this like backyard.
Millions of people.
And yeah, it's packed. And there's a bunch of punk kids. And it's just, it was amazing. You know, it just like blew my mind that this was out there. And coming through high school, I just like, I took in as much of it as I could. And I really enjoyed everything about it. And I think it was in about 2007, I moved out to Ontario here and the Inland Empire. And I stopped coming to San Gabriel Valley that often because I just didn't have, like, the money or the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, like, I just noticed that it started falling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would try to find out, like, hey, man, like, hit up my friends. Hey, where's the backyard gig this week? And, dude, there's nothing happening this week. And it just kind of, like, hit me really hard, you know? I was like, that sucks. And I'm like, being in a band myself, like, I just like started noticing too that my band like wasn't getting any shows, and like everybody was just dropping music, and it all split apart, and I became very disillusioned with the idea that this couldn't like keep on going. So for a long time I was just like, you know what, like I'm just not gonna worry about it, and I'm gonna do my own thing, and I'll see what comes. And I never thought I'd meet other people that, you know, would be interested in it. And I don't know, I became very close off, and I didn't talk to anybody for a while. And when I started talking to people again, I found out there was other people that actually wanted this as much as I did. And even though, like, we might not agree in all levels, you know, when it comes to music, when it comes to lifestyles and all that, the main purpose here is, like, to start something where we could all be a community again, because we feel like we lost that. So when I met these guys, I was just like, yeah, man, I'm all for it. You know, I've wanted this for as long as I could remember, and it was very exciting, and we're working really hard to try to make it a reality, and we're trying to get people excited about it, trying to set up as many things as we can, and we hope the best, you know.
So how would you say your, if you want to chime in, call in at 1-800-893-9562. That's 1-800-893-9562. Go ahead and chime in and talk to these boys from Bridgetown. Now, with the advent of Facebook and other social sites like MySpace and Friendster and, you know, all those other bullshit ones, mm-hmm. Is it easier now to get people together to do things, or was it easier back then? Because back then, this is when the internet, well, when I was growing up, back when the internet was barely starting, it was really hard to get, you know, you would be able to organize by going to different shows, like, you know, punk shows or, you know, crush shows or whatever, and getting the, you know, getting the kids, you know, riled up in one day, like, hey, here's the next show, go to here. Do you find it easier nowadays when you're trying to spread your message around?
You know what? I personally, I'll let Andy take over right now, but I personally think it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because you have so many people just, like, doing things to just try to be cool because it's Facebook, and because you feel like all eyes are on you when you're online. You just have all these people looking at you, and you're just going to click a button just to look good, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like, in a way it helps out, because we definitely spread it out more than we would if we were just, like, going to college and telling our friends there, or if we're going to high school and telling our friends there, if we're playing our shows. And, you know, it helps out in that sense that it just, like, spreads the word out a lot more. But when it comes to, like, just people actually, like, caring for it, I feel like a lot of people really don't. They're like, yeah, that's a cool idea, man, but I'd rather be cool and hang out with my friends and do my own thing.
Well, it kind of, like, leaves the disconnection of, you know, because it's Facebook can basically do everything for you that you wouldn't need to, like, go talk to somebody or go pass out flyers or go, you know.
Yeah.
Pump somebody up. Like, how do you pump someone up on Facebook? Like,
yeah, it's totally become this, I don't know, this, like, secondhand thing where, like, everybody's just like, oh, well, if you hear it from, like, Facebook. And I just feel like it's, like, Facebook is pretty much about being cool. And like, all that stuff, it's, like, it's all, like, about trying to get, like, noticed, you know. And I mean, it's all good, to each his own, you know. And, like, if you want to do your thing and you want to get noticed, that's cool. But, like, I mean, we have, like, a greater purpose here. And, like, we don't think it's, like, to benefit just us. It's like to benefit our community and to benefit our friends and to benefit everybody.
And that's the one thing I don't see. When there are shows, well, backyard shows. Because backyard shows, it's, to me, it's mainly to get the kids into something. Mm-hmm. To get them it gets them off the street, number one.
Yeah.
But number two, it's like you said, it's a double-edged sword. Because not only does it get the kids off the street to listen to great music, but it also introduces them to a whole world that they weren't expecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you get the drugs, the alcohol, the violence, the people. You get the mixture of crowd. It's so funny that when I used to go to the punk yard shows, you know, back punk in yard. The late '80s, early '90s, when I was going to punk yard shows, they were just punks.
Yeah.
But later on in the mid '90s, I've noticed it was a mixture of punks and gangsters. And it wasn't so much because it was all, like, everybody was into it because, like, I think Green Day had just broken through K-Rock, and K-Rock was endlessly playing their shit music. Yeah. And
all that other...
They still are, and they're getting paid very well for it.
Well, so I guess that's, the whole thing. Like, whatever is new or easy is easily accessible. It kind of blows up and loses touch with the... you know, people with, like, the scene. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot where I was going with that.
As far as the whole DIY concept with the causes now, do you guys keep up with any type of shenanigans that go on in your local government as far as, you know, city council? I mean, to me, back then, I was actually attending those La Puente board meetings or those stupid county board meetings that they would have because... Mm-hmm. Because number one, I'm a voter, and my vote, I don't care what people say, my vote counts, and it gives me a right to bitch. Mm-hmm. And I try to keep up with current events, you know. Jello Biafra told me this one time. He's like, the only way you're going to make a change in your community is if you start making that change. I mean, there's a lot of people who talk and talk, but the ones that talk are the ones that don't get shit done. If you're the one that's going up there impressing those people or starting your own collective or doing that stuff, it works out in the long run. You know, that's how come punk's still alive. You know, a lot of people say, oh, punk's dead. You know, this is dead.
No,
I see shows and, you know, a lot of people, they're doing shows.
Not everyone not cares.
Yeah, there's people that care.
They just now, don't know where to look.
No, reverting back to my question, do you guys keep up at all with current events within your community or just on a California national basis?
This is Cameron. Specifically in our communities, I myself am from Covina, and so West Covina, La Puente, El Monte are close to me. But most of the organizing that I've done in my past, I've done a lot of organizing on the far left and doing things like that. And one of the specific situations, I mean, there's tons of different things that you can go into, but in keeping up on current events, a specific situation that I can talk about is in Pomona. They've been having these checkpoints, and they're calling them drunk driving checkpoints, essentially, intoxication checkpoints. But the community knows for a fact that they are not they don't ever take you out of your car to breathalyze you or check if your pupils are dilated or anything like that. They simply check to see if you have your license on you. And if you don't have your license on you, then they take and impound your car. And they do it specifically in working class neighborhoods. And Pomona, as many people know, is in the Inland Empire, and it's heavily populated by immigrants.
Well, that's actually still part of the SGB. And anything past Claremont is San Bernardino.
That's the other P-town. There's Wenda, and then there's Pomona. Now, well, it is, but...
So more relevant. There you go. It's in Pomona.
Yeah, but does Pomona does have... I mean, I used to work that area when I was doing mental health. Right now I'm taking a little break. Mm-hmm. But whenever you wanted to refer somebody to actually get continuing services in their service area... Pomona.
Yeah.
No, it was really sad. I don't know why Pomona out of all those cities, but I mean, that's good that
it's it's really unfortunate. Like, and to continue what I was saying is they take you out of your car, they take your license obviously, and they impound your car. And unlike Pomona, unlike most other states, and unlike most other cities even within California, they don't allow another family member to come and take your car and go away
legal?
Actually, no, it's not, because Baldwin Park was doing the exact same thing a few months ago, and somebody actually went to the council meeting and complained about it, saying, you know, this is illegal because you're not giving me a breathalyzer. You're just checking if I have registration and insurance. If it's a sobriety checkpoint, you're not supposed to have your ID out. You know, just they're just it's funny because the trick of it was, so you wouldn't get pulled over, you make sure you have your license and your registration ready. You just have to go like that and they'll wave you off.
Exactly.
But getting under your point.
Yeah, no.
What happened was somebody complained and they sued the city over it. And the city no longer does checkpoints in Baldwin Park.
Yeah.
Now, if they're going to do a checkpoint, an ID checkpoint, or a maintenance checkpoint or whatever, they have to tell you by law in the newspaper where it's going to be at, what section and about what time. Now, and also, another thing how they used to get people is if you made a U-turn or you would turn before the checkpoint, they would actually go get you and give you a citation for not going through a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Well, that's illegal, too.
Yeah.
What it takes is you need to rally up these people and say, you know what, even if they're undocumented people, you know what, they're a resident and they pay taxes.
No, exactly.
They have a right to go up to their accounts, but you know what, this is not right. Why am I getting my car taken away? You know, yeah, granted, they shouldn't be driving without a license, but you know what, if they're not drunk and they're not killing anybody, I don't see a problem with it, you know?
No, and that's exactly what's been happening. To get back to the point you brought up is, or the question that you had was, I've been helping organize extensively with that for a long time, and there has been a huge uproar within the community, especially within the undocumented community, and there's been a lot of headway made. There are two pending lawsuits that I know of, and there's a lot going on to combat the illegal racist checkpoints. As far as I consider them, they're racist and illegal. And I don't know, just back to your original question, I myself, at least, and I know these guys do, keep up with current events within the community, and I'm very politically active as well as these guys as well.
Okay. With that being said, now this is a tough question, because would you consider yourself? What do you affiliate yourself with, any certain political party, or do you lean towards the Democratic policies or the Republican policies, Libertarian, Green? Who gets your vote? You know, which party, or do you affiliate with a party?
Do you want answers from all of us?
I can
start, because these guys know that I'm more inclined to answer this kind of stuff.
There's a question within this. Let's get off from before you guys. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, personally, I feel that there's nothing left within mainstream politics that can effectively change anything within our communities, and so I've identified for a long time as a libertarian socialist, or more commonly as an anarchist. Although I don't like to say I'm an anarchist specifically because a lot of people don't understand.
So in the South,
have a negative connotation.
So, exactly.
So you would be considered a commie.
Essentially, yes. I'm a dirty pinko commie.
You're a dirty pinko commie. Okay, what about you in the red?
Oh, fuck. Well, actually, the way that I've lately been seeing a lot of politics in the mainstream media is that lobbyism has kind of taken control and corporate government is actually the norm now. So no matter what political candidate you want to choose, the issues that they're going to take into office with them are never going to be what the community needs, and they're never going to be what the community wants for two reasons. One reason is because they're getting funded mostly by corporations, and the second is because they don't have any motivation to turn around from that.
Okay.
So I for a long time actually claimed Democrat on the ticket, and then now I'm independent because I don't really associate myself with any party.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay, so you're also a communist, too. Okay, go ahead and Raz.
I guess I might as well just say I'm a communist.
Awesome. and Andy?
And I'm pretty neutral.
Yeah.
All
right. Now, I'm going to figure you guys are all in your 20s now, right?
Yeah.
All right, so did you guys vote for in the last presidential election? Or
I actually did.
And who did you vote for?
So I voted for Obama.
Okay. Now, with that being said, because I voted for Obama, too. Now, are you disappointed at the fact that he had all this big talk and that he's produced nothing whatsoever?
You know what? Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't get very politically involved just because I figure that, like, I shouldn't be worrying so much about other people and I should just start doing things myself.
Yeah.
But I saw him and I was, you know what? Like, I'm a wishful thinker. Like, I want to hope for the best. And I want to hope that this guy actually does something. So I went on with the hype and I voted for him. But you know what? Like, I feel like everybody uses this guy as a scapegoat. You know, like, everybody's like, oh, he's not doing shit for us,
Dave.
and fuck this guy because blah 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 blah. And you know, like, everybody's just giving him shit. But like, in reality, it's like he has so much on his plate too. You know, like, it's not just him. He has all these people like on his ass, and like we don't know the story behind it. I mean, truth be told, it's like he is the first like black president like to
he may be the first black president. Now, that may be true, and I mean,
trying to get to this, it's like this nation has been ruled by white people forever, you know, and like we don't know, like, there's just a lot of sketch ass shit that goes on behind closed doors that we don't know about, and we don't know what deals, what anything, you know, went on, and we don't know what he has to go through, and I just feel like everybody's just taking it out on him, like, oh, you made us believe, and it's like, yeah, but. You know, he's a president. You can't expect much, and you know.
It's funny because, you know, I keep up with all that bullshit news, the cable news, you know, MSNBC and Fox, and it's so funny because they're both bashing on Obama, and to me it was actually Rachel Maddow who actually got me pumped up for Obama and Keith Olbermann. And you know, they're like, yeah, Obama, he should be like, all right, so I voted for the guy. You know, granted, he has a lot on his plate, you're right. But still, I think to me it's still business as usual back up there. I mean, we haven't really solved anything. I mean, he doesn't take a stand. I think it's pretty sad that he doesn't take a stand on gay marriage, but yet Cuomo and Bloomberg are the champions of gay rights in New York, and they got it passed, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, a lot of things happen. I mean, if you wait around for the government, which brings us back to the DIY stuff, like, what's the name of that Microsoft guy?
Gates.
So anyways, he's like doing all this philanthropist stuff. He wants to do these vaccines for all these poor people. And it's like, I feel like some people just have to kind of do it themselves. Because if you're waiting around for the government to do it, sometimes you're going to wait around a whole lifetime. So there you go. Like, if what's her name, Harriet Tubman didn't have the Underground Railroad, is that her?
Yeah.
Railroad.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, are you really gonna wait until the law passes that it's illegal?
Yeah.
You know. So.
But with that said, I mean, that's what I was like trying to say earlier. Like, that's why I try not to get too involved in that and just actually go and, you know, have like direct action towards like all these problems that are affecting our communities. You know, like, I'm not gonna be waiting for anybody in particular to like do anything, but. I mean, also, like, I have this friend who works with this I guess collective, you could call it. It's called Switch. And mm-hmm. He does a lot of things like we do too. It's like music involved, and he does a lot of rallies and protests and that kind of stuff. And I mean, I just feel like yeah, that's all fine. You're trying to get like a lot of people hyped up for it and stuff like that. But a lot of people that come out to these, it's like, you know, they I just see it and they think of it like as a game. You know, like nobody takes it like really serious. And it's like a lot. I see a lot of like people who like, in reality, you know, like they would usually stay at home and just watch TV, and they're out here because they think this is interesting and stuff like that. And it's like, it's cool that you have all this support and that you have this big crowd outside, you know, and it looks like there's a lot of people supporting you. But in reality, none of these people are actually taking the time to read and act, you know. And it's like, when it comes down to it, it's all on you, man. Like, if you want to change something, you got to go do it, you know.
Yeah,
it's like that's what Bridgetown DIY is. And I feel like that's what anything that we personally involve ourselves in, it's like we try to have like direct action towards it, you know. And it's like, when it comes to all this government stuff, I mean, this is all, you know, like, yeah, it's always going to be there, you know, so.
Commie.
Fuck it.
Hopefully it's not. You're just, the four of you are just communists. I'm sorry. No, okay, you know, we're going to switch gears. We're going to take a little break. You guys want to stay for another segment? There's some more questions I got to ask you guys. Yeah. And I want you guys to, you know, totally plug your guys' stuff. So we'll be back on the Verbal Vomit show. We're going to take a little musical break. And we'll be back in a little bit.
Television's called musée, sont allumés, vérification, tout va bien, attention départ, dans 10 secondes, le compte à rebours est enclenché, ça va gerber, l'équipage est fier pour sa mission et connaît par cœur les instructions, les nerfs sont tendus, mais Major Tom sourit, crée l'ambiance, plus d'appréhension. Ils ont confiance. Attention. Spatiale, sillonne l'espace, l'attraction terrestre est vaincue. Major Tom alors se pose des questions, toutes ses expériences dans le fond. À quoi bon? Centre de contrôle en panique car la trajectoire est déviée. Allô Major Tom, entendez-vous? Capsule en folie ne répond plus. Bleu turquoise, on dirait des yeux, c'est merveilleux. Continuez sans nous, monde égoïste, faites-vous la guerre nucléaire, des petits hommes verts, c'est moins triste, vision galactique, année zéro, comme c'est beau.
Same. Well, if you want to chime in, give us a call at 1-800-893-9562. Now let's take you back.
Are you
to
say what
we
songs those were?
Yes. We started off this wonderful set with Julie Ruins, Day Monkey.
Love her.
After that was Descendants doing Cambridge.
They're playing at that one fest.
They're playing at the Fuck Yeah Fest.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence about going to that because there's only really three bands I want to see. Yeah. And the rest of them are kind of like,
yeah, hey, I want to see those three bands.
Are you married?
I'm down.
Huh? Are you married?
Am I married?
Yeah.
No, I'm not married.
You have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Well, then just go scope out the honeys, man.
I can do that at the Sunset Junction, too. I think I will. All right, then. All right. You guys convinced me. Honeys are going to be there.
Honeys. I know I saw Pirate Pete at the, where I bought my Arizona for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy's all like, oh, how are you doing? Or whatever. He's like, oh, my throat, this and that. He's like, oh, you need to, like, get some honey. He's like, oh, I have a girlfriend.
Nice. After Descendants was The Damned doing Alone Again Or, which is an excellent cover of Love's Alone Again Or. And rounding up that set was Plastic Bird Rad doing Major Tom. All right. Now we're going to just get back to talking to these fine young
Major
lads.
Major Tom, was that French one?
Yeah, that was a French one.
Oh.
Okay, if you want to give us a call, that's 1-800-893-9562. We're back with the boys from Bridgetown DIY. We're having an interesting conversation with these lads. Now, I'm going to sway off the politics thing, because if we start talking about politics, somebody might end up dead because you guys are all commies. Communists, I'm telling you, communists is the way to ruin the world. It's funny how Republicans...
Okay, Bush.
There's one thing. It's funny how Republicans talk about socialism and communism, but yet they're all about socialism and communism when it benefits them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A good example is Michelle Bachmann's husband. He'll take money for Medi-Cal to pay for his, you know, for his clinics. But then Michelle Bachmann wants to end Medicare for the people who need it. Figure that one out.
One's white, one's the other one.
You know.
Why would you want poor people to have access to medical care?
Because then that means they're going to live longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to die out.
It's funny. We live in a country where you can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want. But yet you don't have access to basic human rights such as health care.
Money talks.
You know,
that's what runs the show. Like, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys ever heard.
I think even at a global level, you know, as long as you have money, you can break the barriers. Like, the rules don't apply to you.
Well, that's why I'm moving to Canada or Europe. At least there is free health care.
Woohoo!
I want to go to American Canada.
Yes.
Did you have to apply or something?
No, I'll just go there illegally. Hey, if Mexicans can come to the United States illegally, I think I could go to Canada illegally. It'll be just another Mexican.
Because someone jumps off a bridge doesn't mean...
I'll just be another Mexican illegally in another country. What's the harm in that? I work hard. I'll sell oranges off the highway. I will work in your garden. I don't give a shit.
They'll probably be much more welcoming than people are here.
So. Yeah, I'm sure.
They have a giant wall, so...
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's not in progress. It will be soon because, you know, we're getting all these terrorists from Mexico first. We got to stop all those terrorists first. Okay. All right. Getting back to you guys' little project here, DIY. Your Bridgetown DIY. Now, do you guys have anything upcoming as far as, you know, getting together, you know, any meetings, getting together with kids, having a show? What's going on?
Yeah. So... We have meetings every Thursday evening.
You want to give the address out?
We don't have the specific address. It's actually at a friend's apartment. I can direct you to the Facebook page, the Tumblr, or the email, and we can the phone number, and we can give you the address from there. It's in Pomona. So those of you in the San Gabriel Valley, if you'd like to come out, you're more than welcome. Mm-hmm. Our information on the internet, our Facebook page is facebook.com/BridgetownDIY, fairly simple. And the Tumblr is bridgetowndiy.tumblr.com. And the email rather is bridgetowndiy@gmail.com. And this is my phone number, so please don't abuse it.
Just for that, everybody abuse the fuck out of this number.
If you want more information about it, the address, et cetera, just want to talk about Bridgetown, it's my phone number is 626-419-1507, and my name is Cameron. So if you want to get involved in any way, shape, or form, contact us.
Oh, really?
Don't call past 10.
All right, man. I wrote that down. Now, if you have Verizon, we can text for free. Yeah.
Now, I if I wanted to attend one of your guys' meetings, mm-hmm. do I have to bring, like, punch or cookies?
Oh, is it like a
beer? You know, it's like beer.
Root beer.
Root beer.
Oh yeah, root beer.
Yeah, that's been a consistent theme. Is root beer, and a friend of ours is going to school for. He's going to.
Culinary?
No, it's not culinary. Well, he's going to culinary. He's planning on going to culinary school.
Oh, okay.
But one of our friends is going to school to learn how to become a barber. So he's been giving haircuts out.
That is awesome.
So I think you know.
Yeah, Dave needs a new barber.
Yeah, do you think he can fix this?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he gave me a haircut. He gave him a haircut. He gave Andy a haircut.
Obviously, this guy needs the next.
Yeah, no, I'm not next.
Well, you guys have good haircuts, Dave.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, Dave needs. Dave got a really bad haircut.
It'll be a 2-for-1 haircut. Plus
yeah, so
the
haircuts,
activism.
Root beer, and if you want to bring some other beer, then that'd be fine.
Okay. What about heroin, ecstasy?
That's chill.
Is that frowned upon? Like, if I show up high, will it be frowned upon? You know, or
you'll be banned from
as long as you're productive, man.
As long as I'm productive. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, like that one Matt TV. They had a skit where the president of the United States was like an alcoholic. And every morning he would wake up and he's all, "What's happening?" They're like, "Oh, you," like they're trying to get him drunk because he was like the greatest president ever.
I wish alcohol was a factor in Bush. Maybe he would have been a better president if he was either coked out or been drunk. You know, he managed the Rangers and did pretty well.
He did a lot. So, maybe that was the problem. He was just like, he did it the whole time.
Now, as far as that,
are we going to talk about any of the zines? Because I brought the zines that I got.
Yes.
Right.
That you guys were giving out for free.
Yes.
Which I was like.
We were at she's mentioning we were at Narmageddon Fest in Pomona, put together by one of our very good friends who is very heavily involved with Bridgetown, Danny. And he put together this awesome fest in Pomona. And bands like JFA played, Agent Orange played.
JFA was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wish I could have went to that show. I kicked myself in the ass for missing. This is like the fourth time I missed Agent Orange play.
It was fantastic. He did a really good job of blending newer hardcore and older skate punk.
Yeah, Resistant Exist.
Yeah.
Sabretooth Zombie.
Yeah.
Rotting Out.
Great bands.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we had he was kind enough to let us have a table there at the Glass House, and we had lots of zines, informational zines, and information on Bridgetown. And so if you want to talk about the zines, I'm more than happy to.
I was kind of impressed. It's like educational. It isn't just like, oh, these bands, and I went to this show, and this band sucks, and this band's good. It was like.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller.
Who's this? We want to say.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Verbal Vomit.
Hi.
This is LaFrost from the LaFrost and Mo Show.
I'm LaFrost. LaFrost reunited, and it feels so good.
Hi, guys. I was calling because I wanted to talk. I heard you guys were talking about, the cops earlier and how they're kind of fucked up, and I just wanted to call to let everybody know what happened to my friend today. She's from Arizona, and so we went to Amoeba Records, and we parked at a street, a meter parking, and she'd read the sign wrong, and it said that, it said that we had to basically move our car by 6 o'clock, and we thought that we just didn't have to pay after 6, But anyways, we ended up rolling up at 6:06, and there was a tow truck there towing her car away. And we're like, what the fuck? I don't know. I'm calling because I'm pissed, and I want to change these fucking rules about this bullshit that's going on. Now I'm not going to want to go to Amoeba. And it has nothing to do with Amoeba, right? Because we were there shopping. And it just sucks. The laws just suck. My friend had to pay $230 to get her fucking car taken off the.
Uh-oh. Well, I think we lost her.
Germs, did you censor her?
The cops
censorship. I think heard the conversation.
I think it's
the cops.
Yeah. LaFrost, if you hear us, run.
We're gonna have the next call from LaFrost from jail.
Could somebody bail me out, please?
So, back to the zines, or do you think she's gonna call?
Get back to the zines right now.
Back to the zines, feminism, it basically describes what it is, and it basically is what it is, because most people think it's a girl. Not necessarily.
Well, a lot of people...
just simple things like that.
Yeah, a lot of people, specifically pertaining to feminism, a lot of people don't think it's relevant anymore, and a lot of the zines in there lean more towards how I feel about politics, but I think a lot of the stuff in there is really... A lot of people don't feel like it's relevant anymore, and I feel that it is, and I think that from the response that we've gotten, a lot of people feel that it's relevant as well, and so I think it's always really necessary. I used to run a zine myself. I used to put together a zine that coupled band interviews and current events and politics and all of that, and so I got into doing a distro at shows. I would set up a table and just hand out zines for free, and so this is kind of a continuance of that through Bridgetown. So yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I didn't really get to read any of these. I just looked at them this earlier before we went on the air. The one I actually caught my eye was this one right here.
Yeah.
The Eternal War on Hitler Youth.
Yes.
The Edel Weiss?
Elder Weiss, I think.
The Elder Weiss Pirates.
German, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you know anything about
that? Well, that zine speaks specifically about youth in Germany and Nazi Germany revolting against when I don't know, Hitler rose to power and the Nazi Party rose to power. This band of youth, like normal, functioning, logical human beings, said, "Hey, this is kind of fucked up. Maybe we should do something about it." And so they were kids around our age, and they got together and they used sabotage and they did different things to, I don't know, slow the imperial march of the Nazi Party. So I thought it was really interesting. That's one of the ones I've picked up through the zine community.
I thought
somebody gave it to me.
Hitler Youth in this zine is talking about like a group that was against what was happening.
No. The Hitler Youth was like it can be imagined as the Boy Scouts of Nazi Germany, essentially.
Yeah, because they're talking about when Pope Benedict was up for his benediction.
Yeah.
Yes, and that he was recruited for that and was a part of that.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was. It was normal practice back then to. Everyone, I think it was under the age of 19, had to join the Hitler Youth, and they got together and they sang songs about the master race and a bunch of really fucked up things. And so this group of kids, the Elder Weiss Pirates, an apt name, got together and said, essentially, fuck that, and took it to the next level using direct action.
We have another call. Welcome to Verbal Vomit. What do you got to say?
It's me again. I guess my phone dropped out.
All right.
It took me a minute to, like, figure out.
You were still talking?
Yeah, I was still talking for, like, 2 minutes later, and I was like, hello, hello? Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you
were going to, like call back, like, right away, and I was just like, okay, well, I guess. And then I was playing Port Charms. I thought he was censoring you. I was fighting for your life.
Every time I call into other shows, I always get cut off, so it's okay. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I'm pretty pissed off about the whole thing, and I almost got arrested, and, I mean, not really, but, you know, it just fucked up.
You got
up
threatened with arrest, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, because I protested. Well, they were towing a car, and it wasn't even towed, and she had to pay $230 so that the tow truck guy, she's paying tow trucking fees. When he didn't even tow her fucking car, and I was like, no, I'm calling the cops and I'm sitting in the car. So I'm like, Kim, like, unlock the door. I'm sitting in the car. I'm going to protest, and they can't take me with the door open and just drag me off with the car. So I was just there until the cops got there. And the cops basically were like, oh, you're fucked. We can't really do anything about it. And so, she had to spend every single last fucking penny that she has. I don't know how we're going to get her back home to Arizona now, but...
California.
Oh, okay.
I think these fine gentlemen from Bridgetown DIY may be able to help if they have the power.
Really?
I think we can get these boys to help these ladies, this lady out to get back to Arizona. What do you say, guys? let's organize a big sale.
Road trip.
I don't know if there's anything that they can do, but I do have to say, there's this guy that worked at Amoeba, and he was straight up like, you guys can't do that. You guys can't take the car. They're here, and it's against the law. And the guy, this tow truck guy was just like, no, we can, and, you know, too bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't you feel disgusted? Aren't you disgusted by your job? I was just like, I didn't say that, but I wanted to. I did say that? Oh, I said that. Sorry, I don't even know what I say. But I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed. Because... like I said, it's just going to make me not want to go to Amoeba now, you know?
Like
you know?
Place.
We're just having a fantastic
a beautiful place.
Day.
They banned the Mormons, too. They banned the Mormons. So this is like strike two on them.
Really? They banned the Mormons?
Oh, yeah,
Amoeba?
They did. Amoeba yeah, did? Because, yeah.
Yeah, because they have a picture of them. And if they ever see them, they're to be escorted out of the store because... the Mormons have a mobile unit that sometimes they tag along with the Duda parade, or they'll tag along and do, you know, something. So I think they were.
They
I don't
did
know.
So much that they go to like a tell and play their mobile unit, and it's just kind of ironic that Amoeba would ban them because all they were doing was playing music outside of Amoeba, and they got in trouble for it. I just don't understand that because I think they even have some like Mormons records and shit in there to buy. So. It just doesn't make any
ironic.
Sense.
I guess they need to go through the proper channels, and I'm putting up my fingers with the quotation marks to actually to play
That's a DIY right there. Yeah. Mobile unit.
Exactly.
They don't even need to be plugged in. Like, they have a generator that they walk around with. How DIY is that, you know? But
freaking
Amoeba is not supporting this DIY Punk Mormon.
But I do have to say, I am giving props to Amoeba because one of the workers there came out and he was totally, like, on our team.
He should have given you a free
them.
CD or something. That would have made up for it.
He gave her Nelly Weekly.
Yeah, but anyways, you guys are doing an awesome job, and get down with the get down.
We will.
Thank you.
We're going to have you on one. We should have you on the next segment. So hurry on over
I'd
here.
I love it.
So come on and join us for the next segment before we wrap it up tonight. So run over here as fast as you can.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, tickets suck. I got a ticket for crossing the street. The light was green, but the hand was up.
Oh.
That's retarded.
Sorry for
saying retarded. I saw this commercial. I always say this because I use retarded just like stupid, but
yeah.
There was this commercial and oh my God, like it totally like traumatized me because there was a black person and she's all, you wouldn't call me a nigger, would you? And I'm like, what the hell?
You don't have to say it really that.
I was scared. So then, and then the other person, another gay person is all, you wouldn't call me a faggot, would you? And I was like, oh my God. And then they kind of had a person with Down syndrome being like, then why do you do it retarded? And I'm like, oh my God. And then the cheerleading captain from Glee came on. And then she's all, yes, it's offensive, like all these other words. If you don't use those, then why would you use this one? So now,
yeah,
like, I'm
but
like,
people still
it still
use
slips
them.
Out, and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I feel like God's going to come and freaking
the
hit me with
Glee's
lightning.
Glee's
going to
get you.
Yeah.
Well, that's too, I don't know. I believe PC, okay. There's politically correct word we should use. We shouldn't use the N word, but though I do use it. I mean, just like I wouldn't want to be called a spick or a wetback, not being that I'm not Puerto Rican. Neither, well, I do beaner. I do don't take offense because God knows I eat my fair share of beaner.
Why?
They're telling the truth when they call me a beaner.
Why don't Mexicans have barbecues?
I don't know.
I'm a Mexican, listeners.
Why?
I can tell this joke because the beans will fall through the grill.
Okay. Now you were okay. Getting back to you, where you're talking about the Hitler Youth. Now I didn't know about this until just recently. I said a few years ago. I didn't because you know American history doesn't really. Even when they talk about World War II, they just talk about how we went in.
You know, Reagan Youth was named partly because of Hitler Youth.
Yeah.
We went to Europe and we freed the Europeans from that horrible oppressive regime.
Well, we didn't know at first, but.
What I didn't know was there was actually the rebellions going on, you know, back then, you know, because they weren't just against the Jews. They were against, you know, homosexuals, Catholics. I'm a Catholic, really? Catholics, the people who get away with the most, Catholics, you know, they're being persecuted. Why can't we persecute them? I don't know. Whatever. You know, they were just going after anybody who wasn't, you know, who wasn't Christian or who wasn't...
They had a special patch. Actually, that's why there's the pink triangle, because that was the symbol that they had back in the day for the Hitler, the Nazi, to identify them.
Okay. So, I started to realize that, and it was through television, which unfortunately is bad for me, but it's, you know, I still watch it.
The boob tube.
You know, you don't get boobs without watching the boob.
Ew, he's flopping his boobs.
You know.
His moobs.
These guys are totally turned on. They're totally turned on. They're salivating right now.
Why do you think they're facing him?
Well, I didn't know, you know, the whole thing that they had, the whole background with, you know, Valkyrie and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's stuff like that that causes rebellions, you know. And I really admire, you know, this has nothing to do with it, but I really admire how, as Americans, we can get together for a common cause and march to defeat something. I mean, we're getting. But what disheartens me is the bills that they're passing. You know, New Jersey just passed an anti-union bill. It's like, okay, I understand the relevance of unions to a certain degree, but there shouldn't be an anti-union bill. I mean, that's the you know, they are right. You know, just like they're about to strike here in California with the supermarkets.
Yeah.
And it's not because of anything major. It's because they're paying too much as it is. I mean, when you divide up the wage a worker gets, 75% of that is already gone. It's gone. It's like that's taxes, medical, if you get medical, if you get dental, and if you get vision. They take a big chunk out of that. You know, where I used to have a job, half my check would be gone from deductions. You know, and I thought, when's my time to shine? When do I get this shit back? Yeah. Realize, you know what? I'm getting poor, but my owner, the owner of the company, is getting rich because here's his ass and his ex-wife coming up in brand new Porsches. Mm-hmm. But when I ask for a raise, oh, we don't have the money for a raise. Yeah. It's because businesses get these tax incentives to stay in California, and they can just lower their tax rate. I mean, it's funny. If you look at most companies, especially credit card companies, did you know they're based out of Delaware?
Really?
Why? Because the majority of it's the lower tax bracket there. They don't pay shit in taxes. Oh, I mean, for Delaware being a small state, they have the most per capita in the United States of corporations headquartered there. And why? It's because of lower taxes. You don't really see when you have people, you know, building up a business, they get taxed the hell out of it. There's nothing wrong with it. Let's start taxing the right people, and let's stop taxing the middle class. Because sooner or later, there's not going to be the middle class. It's going to be poor and rich, and that's it.
I mean, yeah. Go on.
Oh, I was just going to ask, does anybody know anything about the Vernon jobs being shipped to Texas?
No.
I saw a billboard, and it had, it was kind of cute. Yeah, California. And he's kind of cute, California, and he's like being roped in by Texas and the Texans.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, what they want to do to Vernon, and what Vernon wants to do is, Vernon is not a city in Los Angeles; it's its own city with the fewest amount of residents, but yet you pay the lowest taxes in Vernon. That's why you have the Farmer John plant there, 7-Ups there.
So it's mostly companies.
It's mostly.
So it's kind of like Santa Fe Springs.
Yeah, it's an industrial city with maybe 35 houses. And out of those 35 houses, 20 of those are owned by the city council and their family members who live there. So they pay nothing in taxes, and they want to keep it that way. But L.A. caught on to this and say, well, we're losing out revenue on these guys. So let's suck them back into L.A., and guess what? We'll have the money. We'll have the revenue to pay off LA's debt, because LA has a huge debt.
Yeah.
Antonio Villaraigosa, sleep at the wheel. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but I hate to say it, but other than him. What's his name? Reardon was a better mayor than Villaraigosa, you know? And that's saying a lot, because Reardon sucked.
Yeah.
He sucked big time.
I think everything that you guys are talking about just speaks to the fact, and this is myself talking, this doesn't necessarily reflect the views of everybody that's with me here, but I think that what we're talking about speaks directly to the fact that those in power never do anything for, like, in the interest of those who are below them. And I mean, those are lots of different examples, the voter and the politician, the capitalist and the worker. I think that those who own the means to produce what have you are always going to do whatever is in their interest rather than the interest of those who actually do the work and produce the things that are necessary to keep society functioning. And as far as like outsourcing and things goes, how old was I? It happened in 1992, so I was still in my mother's womb. But when NAFTA passed and they allowed for NAFTA being the North American Free Trade Agreement, allowing for major corporations to cross borders without restriction and conduct business and ship jobs overseas, which is, we're kind of getting far away from stuff about Bridgetown, but like I think that it's...
No, but it's relevant towards
it
Bridgetown,
is relevant,
because
yeah.
You think about it, Bridgetown, well, you know, La Puente, it, right next to it, it's City of Industry.
Yes.
At one time, you know this, there was a lot of business in the City of Industry. Mm-hmm. Warehouses were open. Stuff was there. As soon as NAFTA started in 92, because I was 18. Jesus Christ, you make that's when businesses started closing. You had all these owners moving anywhere. And then it started something else, which was more highway deaths. Because Mexico doesn't have the same regulations as the U.S. does, and neither does Canada. As a matter of fact, U.S. has the most strictest regulations for truck drivers but not that they enforce it, mind you, but they do have the strongest, you know, strictest restrictions. When NAFTA did pass, it was a fiasco, and you know that's part of Bill Clinton's legacy. And unfortunately, it's not one of the brightest spots because they overturned NAFTA. No, they actually did stop NAFTA. You know, and they renamed it something else.
Yeah, it's essentially the same thing.
It's essentially the same thing where jobs. It's funny because you know jobs are going overseas. I mean, but they're not staying here where they should be.
Yeah,
and I think it affects the communities because people are. I mean. I was at a point where my dad lost his job, was laid off for years, and he had to go back and start from square one. Seeing my dad do that made me realize, like, fuck, you know, at any time, you know, this may be the land of prosperity, but essentially, you're fucked no matter what. If
you can be fucked,
you know,
yeah.
If you're not well with your money, and if you're just, you know, if you're just spending it on dumb shit, you're going to be fucked. But if you're somewhat smart with it, and you know somebody, hey, insider trading, hey, you get 60 months. It's like...
But that's kind of sad that you have to... Well, yeah, you have to watch out for your own back because the government's not going to help you.
Well, yeah. I think... Exactly. I mean, you're... It's not even necessarily about being safe with your money. It sounds like your dad didn't necessarily lose his job because of the way he was acting with his money. It was because of policies that were in place.
Yeah.
And so, again, going back to the fact that it's not always... People like to place the blame on those who are the victims themselves. They like to blame the victim, and so I think, again, another example bringing it back to NAFTA. I think that it's fucking insane that people are actually blaming immigrants for the loss of jobs when in fact it's major corporations who are shipping the jobs overseas and reducing the wages down in Mexico. Reducing the wages because there's not as strict a labor laws down there, and so what do you do? Oh, there's another job up in the United States where I could get paid. Yeah, I could get paid a bit more. So why the fuck am I going to be here in a like working for Coca-Cola where I'm not allowed to have a union? And why the fuck would I stay here when I can go up and, I mean, risk my life? But that just pays heed to the fact that these people are risking their lives to better themselves and better their lives. So,
and plus, they do the jobs that we won't do.
I mean,
come on, honestly, I'm not going to go picking camotes and lettuce in the field. I'm just being straight out with it. I'm too lazy. I've been lazy-fied by America.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing about America. We're turning into the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
So we're at the crossroads where we can change and maybe succeed, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're just going to go down that road and just ease on down till we're into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
You know.
But, so just bringing it back, I think that all these points that we've made, it's relevant to us. Bridgetown is relevant because we want to put the power back into the hands of those who actually exist within the community, not bureaucrats or capitalists or those who are higher up than us, because we know we have the power. And
we,
so
we need to get rid of career politicians.
Yeah,
that's thing too, you know.
Yeah.
Career politicians, they are fucking us up big time. And with that, do you want to go into another break? You think we should?
Sure.
All right. We're going to go to another break. You guys want to stay for the last segment?
Yeah, we'll give out a little bit more information, goals and stuff.
The next segment, it's a little bit different. But we want to thank Bridgetown DIY for coming in. Thank you guys.
Of course.
Go ahead and
thanks for having
announce your guys' sites again, just how they can reach you guys. Go ahead and just plug your stuff away right now.
Okay. One more time. Our Tumblr is... bridgetowndiy.tumblr.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/bridgetowndiy. You can reach us via email at bridgetowndiy@gmail.com. And if you feel the need to contact somebody directly, that somebody being me, you can contact me on my cell phone at 626-419-1507.
And if you're going to attend one of their meetings, root beer would be nice.
Root beer. We all
cookies. Make sure they're vegan.
Vegan
cookies. Vegan. Yeah.
and if you're feeling up to
and don't
it,
don't wear leather.
Bring.
You can wear leather. It's fine.
If you wear leather, come in a full body leather suit. That would be.
Can I be like Lady Gaga and wear a meat skirt?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No, wait.
We're fine with that.
All right. This is a Verbal Vomit Show with Dave and Kitty. We'll be right back after this block of music.
Pushing on you. God love you. You got love me.
Stand up because my balls are sweaty. Oh, Katie, would you like to announce?
And he's not even drunk.
Would you like to announce the songs?
I won't, but I will.
Okay.
Luger Wash?
Yeah, whatever. It's close. It's Russian.
Luger Rush by OMFO. Popularized by Borat. Dark Tan by Gravy Train.
Yes.
Peer Pressure by The Screamers and Ghost Rider by Suicide.
Ghostwriter.
All right. So this is our last segment. So we're going to change it up a little bit and do some, of course, our favorites, like just weird news stories.
Yeah.
Hopefully not political because Dave's already politically out, I am.
These aren't political. These are funny ones, actually. Oh, I think they're funny. Do you want to start first?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Ladies first.
All right, fine. Did you know that Europe just approved their erection-enhancing condom?
An erection-enhancing condom?
It's made by Durex, which we know Durex.
Yeah.
It dilates the arteries so that it's firmer.
Juicier.
And so far, it's getting good reviews. It's called the CSD 500. So if I'm guessing correctly, Europe usually passes stuff, and then we get it like a couple years later?
I wouldn't know, but I would like to have one of those.
If someone's traveling over there, I'm sure the ladies would like one of those, too.
I'm sure you would like to have one of those,
too. I would like one of those. And if you can ship me some European guys, even better.
Well, just go to Europe.
Maybe I should.
Hey, you're on sick leave. Do it.
Hey, you got a few European guys right
Why
here.
You got to air out my dirty laundry as the process day?
Hey, Joey's Italian, man.
Who's Italian?
Joey.
Really?
Oh, what's up? Are you full Italian or half Italian?
I'm about half Sicilian, and then the rest is like German and Austrian. And
It's like Sicily is a...
Sicily is the bottom of the boot.
Bottom of the boot. Yeah, it looks like it's the pebble getting kicked.
It's actually an island. My grandfather was born in France on the way here from Sicily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you in the mob at all? Mob ties whatsoever?
I can't.
If you tell me you have to kill me?
Well, even though you can't disclose, I do not have a problem being a mob wife.
Okay, so just
whether
it out
or
there.
Not you're, you are or not.
Could this be the first verbal woman hookup in history?
Maybe. Well, it hooked up everybody else.
Yeah. It's time for Katie to get some love. Show her what an Italian's all about.
Italian style.
I love Godfather 2. I went to Buca di Beppo last night.
Dacia's already ready. She got all the Italian.
I'm so ready. Yeah.
Let me tell you, the actual Italians, like people in Italy that I went there in 2006, they look a lot different from me. Like, they're all super, super tan and like jet black hair and like.
Well, they have that olive skin, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, do you know what a mamoni is? A mamoni is an Italian guy that basically still lives at home, but he's a bachelor.
Oh.
So he's older and he goes to work and stuff, but he still lives at home and the mom basically cooks for him, dressed like irons his clothes and basically taking care of.
That's
and they call him mamonis.
That's not me.
That's true.
You can be your mamoni.
I'll give you something to mamoni on.
Watch the screen, manje, manje. So that's a beautiful thing. It's on sale now in Europe. With the
it just got approved. I don't know if it's actually on sale now, but it's by my Durex, so I'm hoping that'll come
on. Yeah. Oh,
they hung
our caller ranked out. Wow. Okay, your turn.
All right. Now, show of hands. I know you people can't see. Out in the radio land.
A show
land.
Of eyes or like, can you
who,
say eyes?
Who uses Facebook on a daily basis? I would safe to assume everybody here, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we use it. We use it to communicate with friends.
Yeah.
We use it to communicate with coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, find hook up.
To promote Bridgetown.
To promote Bridgetown?
Yeah.
Now, have you guys ever used Facebook to hire a hitman to kill somebody?
I can't comment on that.
I'm just kidding. Well, apparently.
Well, if you did comment on that, and if it were a yes, I would be if you were.
She'd wait for you.
Help you hide the body.
There you go. That's how dedicated she is.
Mom boy.
Well, a girl in Philadelphia, a 20-year-old named Elaine London, allegedly put out on Facebook, I will pay somebody a stack to kill my baby daddy.
A stack?
A stack. I guess a stack is a, but I don't know what a stack. I don't know what a stack is referring to. Maybe it's $100, period. Or maybe it's $10, but.
A stack is.
Why are you, as LaFrost would say, why would you air out your dirty laundry on Facebook like that? Like, I know
you. Do that shit all the time, though.
Yeah, but would you hire somebody, would you get that to the point where you hire somebody on Facebook to kill somebody else? Knowing that you're going to get caught.
Maybe you tried other means. Well, I wouldn't know where to start if I needed to.
You know what? Somebody should start off like a hitman. Like
like Dale Gribble? His ad that he had?
I don't know. Is that
from King
of the Hill?
I didn't see that one. I'm not too up to date with it.
He was a hired killer and he had the ad for like years. And so finally Bill felt bad for him and like hired him as a hitman, but he like totally fucked it up.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. So apparently she wanted to hire her son.
Tenemos una llamada.
Hello?
Oh, hey. This is Tracy Morgan. What's up?
Hey, man. How you doing? I just wanted to call and say hi to my feet.
What's up, Tracy?
Yo. I've been disappointed in you. I don't know what happened this past couple weeks, Tracy.
It's all good, man. You know, If you take anything a comedian will say seriously, then you're a fool. Okay?
Well, you know what it did to Kramer. You know, I don't want that same thing to happen to you. I don't want you to be ostracized.
Kramer said a lot of hateful stuff too.
Yeah,
but it's okay. You know, he's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. You know, but I really shouldn't say more than that.
Right. Yeah, I think
my lawyer told me not to say nothing.
Okay, but the gays are okay, right? No,
everything's good, man. I got things happening. You know, people still love me. I'm a good guy.
Yeah,
we love you, Tracy. We don't want to see you go to jail. That's why, or just lose your
car,
or be beat up,
take
or
me to jail.
Hey, yeah. You never know.
You can say anything you want to. You got a radio show.
That's right.
You got the power.
Yes.
And you should have called in and ranted on our show. That way it would have been contained a little bit better.
Yes.
It's cool, man. You know, my mouth sometimes opens up and it don't know what to say. It just says some shit.
So you're not in control of your mouth. Your mouth is in control of your mouth.
It's looking like a dog's tail. You know, you look at that fucking thing, it don't matter what's going on. That tail's wagging. That dog is asleep. That dog is asleep, that fucking tail's wagging. That's me. I'm like a dog. You know, I'm like a dog tail.
Hey, you're like a dog in here.
You can call me the dog tail.
The dog tail?
What's up, dog tail?
DT?
No, you know.
Well, next time we hang out, Trace, I'm going to start calling you Dog Tail now.
Dog T.
Doggy T.
Called Dog T.
Dog T.
Dog T. Or Dog Tizzle, however you like to put it.
Dog Tizzle.
Dog Tizzle. So, Tracy, what are you doing nowadays? Tizzle. I haven't talked to you in a while. What are you doing nowadays? Why don't you give us an update? Tracy Morgan.
Well, I got a lot of things happening. You know, I caused a little trouble, like you said.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been trying to repair everything from that. I pissed a lot of people off.
Yes, you did.
I was just trying to have a good time, and like I said, my tail was wagging.
Well, as it happens, we all make mistakes.
But tolerance.
You know, I heard some things y'all said on the air sometimes that ain't all real right. You know?
Like what?
So I know that y'all's a human. I'm a human. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good, Tracy. That's why we love you.
It's all great.
Yeah. Hey, man, well, I really appreciate the support.
Well, we appreciate the support of you calling in. We love you
y'all
for that.
Y'all are like a bra. Y'all are like a bra to me. Why? I'm like the dog tail, and y'all are like the bra.
And we're like the bra.
I'm getting all messed. See how a little action will make a brother think, like, a lot. You know what I mean? I've been having a real introspectuated, like, you know, self kind of, like, looking at Tracy in the mirror.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I'm talking to the man in the mirror. Like
in
that.
The mirror. Oh, yeah. Another one of my brothers that made a lot of bad things.
Oh, yeah,
happen.
That's true.
He caused a lot of problems, too, but he was a good man.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was a good man.
He was a good man. And, you know, it's funny, we're not so much going to remember his legacy. Is not going to be what he did in the past. It's going to be all about his music. And it's already starting to be told. There's stories out there already that people are just, like, are loving the music from the Michael, not what he did back then. Well, allegedly he did, because it was never really proven, you know.
Michael was a good man.
Yeah, he was.
He is a real good man. I miss that cat. He was a real happy guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just a real happy guy.
I bet he was. Well, thank you, Tracy.
You guys like bowling?
Yeah.
You guys like bowling?
Hells yeah.
Yeah, I like bowling. You guys like bowling?
I just went bowling, man. Yeah. I just went bowling and had some Thai food. And now I'm going to go watch a jazz band.
Cool.
Right.
I didn't get enough jazz down in the French Quarter.
Yeah, that's right. You called us in the French Quarter a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I was drunk. It's a skunk.
You were drunk as a skunk, if I do remember. But you weren't too drunk enough to plug your stuff, though, which is good, and that's why I love you.
No, that was the best time Tracy ever had.
I bet so.
You know what I'm saying? You know anybody who talks to themselves in third person?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, Tracy does. Tracy does. That's right.
Thank God for Tracy Morgan.
Hey, well, I'm trying to keep my dog tail straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
All right, hey, man. Well, hey, I got to get going, but y'all have a good night. Thanks for being nice. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, Tracy. Do you want to plug any of your stuff while you're on the air?
Hey, no, I don't plug shit, man. What's up? You guys want to pick up my SNL video tape?
We will be sure
best
to keep.
Off, baby.
Yeah, we'll be sure to pick up the best of Tracy Morgan on SNL. Thank you, Tracy, for calling in.
Yeah, dog. You can watch my clips on YouTube, too.
Awesome. All right, we got to go meet your girlfriend, you and I, again, okay?
All right, man. Hey, I'm ready to do some putt-putt.
All right, let's do some putt-putt then.
Putt-putt blast, mother trash. Here we go. I'm going fast. Yeah, I can rap, too.
Yeah, I bet you can.
That's right.
All right, Tracy, thanks
for
calling in.
I'm getting all fired up. I'm going to get all fired up. My tail's going to start wagging here. Oh. I got to let y'all go.
All right, bye. Tracy. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Tracy Morgan, regular listener to the show, regular caller to the show. Love that man. I went miniature golfing with him on Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Awesome. How was that?
It's interesting. He had to keep the dog tail in check.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was I and Alice. We had went miniature golfing with him, and it was pretty fun. He was in the batting cages knocking those balls out in the park. Though I will admit it was a high arc softball pitch batting cage he was in. So not listening a lot right there. Well, so you have another little tidbit of information to dwell on us?
Portland, Oregon's having their naked bike ride.
I love naked bike rides.
They have it every year. And actually, Bridgetown DIY guys, do you know why they have it?
No.
No, why is that?
To raise awareness to go green, because they're on their bikes and not on their...
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. When so every that? Year, going on right now, I think it might have been today. I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
I love Portland.
There used to be naked bike rides.
Actually, it was on the 20th, I think.
Out in Claremont, out where near where we're
naked?
From. Naked bike rides, yeah.
No way.
At the Claremont colleges, there were a few. And I know at one point, one of my friends actually got tackled off his bike by a security guard because they didn't want them riding their bicycles naked through the colleges.
Oh.
But they continued. Nonetheless,
is it accepted? No,
for the most part. I mean, it is college, you should be able
it's to. It's like an annual thing or something.
they used to do it on a weekly basis, actually. Some
weekly,
yeah.
Some I people... thought Claremont was kind of conservative.
Oh, no,
no.
It's pretty to the left,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know when I go to Claremont, it feels like
maybe that's
Berkeley that
prejudice.
Couldn't never be because there's so many there's the sister colleges that are there, and it kind of reminds it has that Berkeley feel, but not, but it's. Still too hoity-toity because Berkeley looks like shit.
Maybe that's why it's hoity-toity. I thought it was conservative.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think if you actually like take a step into the campus, you'll see all the beer pong tables and whatnot.
Is it diverse? Is it culturally diverse?
It just smells like weed there too.
They try to put it off that way. I mean, they're private colleges, and it's I don't know. Claremont, the city itself, is made up mostly of like. Upper middle class, Caucasian people.
Yeah,
we went dumpster diving in the colleges the other day, and we found a lot of cool stuff there.
Oh yeah, if anybody needs anything like miniature refrigerators, wait till the end of semester and go.
Really?
Go to the college.
They throw out like the stuff.
They just have money like that. They could
just like you throw this.
Yeah, because they're all rich college fucks, and so they just throw their stuff into dumpsters. Yeah. We found whole printers that work and
no way
computers.
Refrigerators.
Wow, I should just.
That's a good tip. Thank you.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to do that when the semester ends. We're going to dress up like college kids and just go dumpster.
Yeah, we're really going
to
blend in.
Yeah, we
Mexicans.
You don't even have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, everyone's out there. Like,
oh, really?
I mean, everyone knows that you're going to dig through their trash.
All right. Do you guys like all the dorm?
Huh?
Dorm dumpsters?
Yeah.
Mm.
Awesome.
Dorm dumpster diving. That's like a tongue twister. Dorm dumpster diving.
I couldn't say that five times.
See?
I cannot say that five
dorm
times.
Dorm dumpster diving.
Well, interesting. Dorm dumpster diving and collective products that. Oh.
Ooh, color.
Saved by the ring. You're on Verbal Vomit. How can we help you?
How can I help you? I'm sorry. Hey, man, come on now. I just had a cocktail and I was thinking, y'all need to wake up and have a party or something, okay? Lord's name.
Oh, in the Lord's
come on,
name.
Wake up and have a party. Check. To pour a drink and you say, hello, party. Come on, all right?
Well, we don't have any.
Hello,
lift their spirits and have a good time, goddammit.
We will lift our spirits and have a
good
time.
We're lifting.
It's 4th of July. I'm about to shoot a firework off for you.
All right.
I love y'all. Hey, I love y'all. Y'all have a happy 4th of July. Yeah.
You too.
You too, Tracy. Thanks for calling
right.
back.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta
all right.
love that, man.
Dang, right.
Right.
Right down to the partying, he's ready to party and bring everyone else along, right?
Now, you guys, who has anybody use iPhones or iPads, iPods? What's
I don't.
my stepmom has an iPad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, you know, there's apps.
Yeah.
There's apps for everything. And apparently there's this app called Picture Effect Magic, where you can just take a photo that you want. You know, you can mess with the face and the colors and stuff like that. Well, out of the list of possible colors, there's this one called 54N or brown. You know,
there's a color called nigger brown.
Nigger brown. It's
straight up.
Straight up. And it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Oh really? Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. It's like you would think that. You know, no, it was because there was already like maybe at least.
How long was it going on?
It was 100,000 downloads. So it's been up for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a 13-year-old who found nigger brown.
That's right. Complained the youth about is it. The leaders of tomorrow.
And complained about it. I was like, you know, how dare you use this, you know, derogatory slur?
Awesome.
And I was reading the reviews, and you see people get into heated battles about the word nigger.
Yeah.
It's like it's not a derogatory term. It's a color. They're using it as a color effect for brown. It's like, okay, yeah. How many?
No.
I
mean,
when you're using that word,
okay,
you're not
even
using
Beaner
it.
Brown is at least starts with the same letter.
Beaner Brown, okay.
Or maybe that is another one. Some other kid hasn't noticed it yet.
It's not the same type of brown.
It's not the same type of brown.
Caucasian white. Oh my God, Asian yellow. That thing is wrong.
Okay, here's what one of the reviewers wrote here. I use this app all the time before the update. Now there's an effect called nigger brown. That is disgusting. That is unacceptable. And the creator should be ashamed. The creators, you know what they wrote? We're really sorry. We're in the works of taking nigger brown off right now.
They still said it again. Because they knew it would be publicized probably.
And if you still download the app, apparently nigger brown is still on there.
Yeah, because they're still working on it. Isn't that like a hate crime or something?
It's not a hate crime per se because they're using it to describe a
color.
No,
but that's illegal. You can't. Use a derogatory term against this particular group.
Well, they're not using it. The loophole with that is they're not using it as a derogatory term towards a group, even though it is.
Is there another definition of that word besides?
They can call it, you know, they can call it cafe brown.
No. I'm saying, is there another definition for the word nigger besides a black person that
Negro.
They could be like, well, I meant it for it to be this, not the person.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, you're
there. You go. There should be something.
You're not going to use Mulian brown or porch monkey brown. You know, you're going to use none of those.
They could have said negro.
Brown. They could have said negro,
yeah.
Or
but that's black.
Or just
yeah, but that's just black. It's like the color black.
Negro. It means, you know, they could have used better. A better term.
One time I was freaking out because I went to this, like when I used to teach, the teaching conference, and they used to have like, continental breakfast or something, right? And every day they have a theme like this. So one day it would be like Mexican. They have little sombreros and serapes or whatever. And then one day it was like movie. So they had like movie reels and stuff like that. And I saw Negro like on one of the tins or whatever. And I was just like, God, and I like wasn't comfortable. I couldn't concentrate. And I was just like, dude, why does it say freaking Negro on that freaking thing? I lifted up the thing. It said Blanco y Negro. And I was like, oh, like
black and white.
Yeah. So, anyways, did you know Al Capone's machine gun went on auction and sold for guess how much?
$1 million.
No, guys.
More.
$10 million.
Less. Less.
$300,000.
Less.
What?
$10,000?
$2.
$110,000.
That's you know what's funny?
I was about to say that.
Billy, would you spend $1 million on that?
Yes.
Well,
if you had?
There's a photo of Billy the Kid, one of the last remaining photos of him, sold for $3.2 million. Yeah. So, I mean, and Billy the Kid didn't kill that many people. He's just more famous for train robbery and folklore like that.
Yeah.
Al Capone, I mean, he was the man at one time. Okay, yeah, he died of syphilis. I mean, he was fucking broads.
It runs rampant.
You know?
But it runs rampant in the prison system, though, like the STDs and stuff, because they aren't giving any protection. And, you know, it's just a common fact that, you know.
Well, I don't think you're not going to tell the guard, hey, guard, can you do me a favor? Can you give me a condom? Well, I'm going to ask
you. But there's a problem with that.
Do you think they should give out condoms?
Yes, I do.
You think it would alleviate the STD problem?
Well, doesn't
European
it?
European condoms or regular ones?
For reals, man. No, because they're in prison. No. They get the regular.
They get the regular. They get the regular old no feeling, no lube on it condoms.
At least some lube, man.
I have a question. I don't know if it's... do they still make lambskin?
Yeah, they still make lambskin.
How is that illegal? What? How is that even legal?
Well, it's legal still because even though it's still porous...
there's not that much sperm that actually gets through, you know. So it, I mean, it's easy to tear, though, because it is skin. Mm. I mean, just like you wouldn't use pig bladder as a condom because, you know.
Well, people use freaking lamb skin.
We use lamb skin. We use intestines for. Well, they used to use intestines as a condom before.
No way. Yeah, well, I guess it kind of looks like a.
Well, because you dry out the skin because you know, dry it out and you would be able. That's
okay,
all.
Okay. Well, my question was answered. Okay, that's fine. All
right. Okay, that just.
What did I ask for?
All right. How many of you guys are atheists?
Is that a trick question?
No, it's not a trick question. Just, you know, you guys. Okay, do you guys believe in organized religion?
No.
All right.
I think I'm agnostic. Agnostic?
Yeah, agnostic. Okay.
Yeah, I would be an agnostic.
All right, I have nothing against atheists or agnostic people. I do have a problem against organized religion, though.
Yeah.
Now, I think atheists have the right, as any Americans, as anybody in the world, to post up billboards. You can post, you know, anybody can post up billboards. You know, you have billboards that are saying to atheists to come out of the closet. Basically, you know, come out of, you know, for the whole thing. Or my favorite one is this one. There is a nice family that says atheist by default. You know,
okay.
I think it's great.
There's actually there's advertisements in the UK. On buses that are sponsored by atheists that say, organized religion flies you into buildings, science flies you to the moon.
Oh, snap. I believe in science.
and it's funny because this goes out to my daughter, Ivy, who's finding religion right now, you know, and she's asking me all these questions. And it's kind of hard because she's like, are you an atheist, Dad? I'm like, no, I'm not an atheist, but I'm an agnostic. What is that? Well, I believe in God. I believe there's a higher power. I just don't believe that we should all have to go to one place and worship and give our money for that. You know, and it's funny because atheists, they stick to their guns. You know, they're suing places, you know, for a God-free lifestyle, which is fine. And
they
sue
the money?
No, they're suing, you know, like people who don't want to put their ads up. I mean, it's freedom of speech, you know. Okay. I mean, you're getting shit in Little Rock, you know, when atheists want to put up a...
But if it's still in the freaking Pledge of Allegiance and if it's still on the money...
Which they should take out, because that Pledge of Allegiance under God wasn't added until 1954.
That guy from San Francisco won it, but then there was an uprising and maybe lasted a week.
When was this?
Maybe like 5 years ago. Anybody remember?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I remember there was a big deal about it. I didn't hear about it actually passing through or anything.
It passed for a short, brief period of time, then it got overturned because people were like...
They're claiming
that it was tradition, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That's their big, you know.
I've gone to private conservative Protestant schools my entire life, save for high school. I went to an all-boys Catholic school, but
I was totally opposite. Public high school.
Yep. So it was a different experience. So, like, the Catholics aren't as bad about it. My family was – I'm an agnostic, but I was raised as a Catholic, and so going to an all-boys Catholic school wasn't that bad. But before that, when we went to the private Protestant schools, there was some creepy cultish stuff going on, and I remember when that went down, they were talking about wanting to remove the Pledge of Allegiance, or remove Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, and how it was, like, such a travesty that why would they do this? They're trying to turn our country into, like...
Communist.
Yeah. So it was a little socialist. Ridiculous, but I didn't hear about it going through.
Anarchy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, totally. They were totally painting, like, the worst picture. It's just like, okay, separation of church and state. If you look back historically, why did we even freaking come to the United States? Hello? So freaking isn't that part of, like, just, you know, don't ask, don't tell. You do what you want. I'll do what I want. You leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. Live and let live. But even... though that's the whole history of it, we're still having trouble with that so much.
And it's funny because you never hear atheists try to push, well, because they don't believe in shit. you never hear them try to push their agenda on you. You know, I admit atheists.
They just want things neutral. Yeah. That's how I see it.
They just want a life. They want to go somewhere where they're not going to be, you know, bombarded by under God or by Christians or by. And it's funny because, like, I don't really have a problem with any religion except for those fundamentalists who think that their interpretation of the Bible is, you know, is the way it should be.
And it's usually wrong.
And it's usually the wrong. It's funny because one of my friends had posted, you know, the Bible teaches, you know, hope and love.
But how these people do it is they're teaching hate. It's like, how are you going to change a book from hope and love to hate? You know, like, all right, come on. You're obviously retarded, first of all. And number two, you know, you...
Oh, you said the R word.
I don't care. That's 1-800-893-9562 to talk about my retarded comment. 1-800-893-9562.
Yeah, not only that, but, like, I come from the Inland Empire where there's tons and tons of churches everywhere, big, huge compounds, sort of reminiscent of...
Oh, like those mega churches?
Yeah, like, kind of like a Jim Jones type of thing going on. And, it's funny because as like Prop 8 gets introduced into this whole like scheme of things,
mm-hmm.
they actually take a these churches actually take a stand, and they actually encourage in their sermons for you to go, you know, against gay marriage, and they give you stickers and banners and tons of stuff at the church.
Which
well, that was a whole Mormon.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, thing. Funded by the Mormon.
Now,
but in Christian churches, they're giving this stuff away and telling people, like, you know, this is the right way. This is what God wants, but it's an agenda.
Now, if they're gonna do shit like that, they need to start paying taxes.
Yeah, exactly. If churches,
you know,
if churches and actually are gonna tell people how to vote. That should not be, I mean, your religion should not be associated at all. With your,
you
know, political.
You shouldn't
stance.
Be voting by faith. You should be voting by what's there, the issues.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing they tend to, you know, to forget. You know, it's like how people say, oh, I wouldn't want a, you know, a Muslim working next to me. How would you even know he's Muslim?
Yeah.
You know, or how would you know how if he's Jewish or this? You know, the first question that comes out of my mouth when I meet somebody is like, isn't. Hey, so what's your religious background? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in God? I don't really give a
but
shit.
But is the whole religion and politics, that's what we like.
Yeah, not only that, but I mean, even if you do know what it is, why it shouldn't matter because it's we're all playing for the same team. We're all humans here.
I don't understand why organized religion doesn't teach tolerance.
They teach tolerance.
The key to peacekeeping amongst each other and, you know, within nations and stuff like that, but it's not being taught in religion. And that's basically supposed to teach you how to get along with people, right?
Yeah, and it's funny. They'll teach tolerance within that church. They won't teach tolerance. They won't say, like, hey, help your fellow brother out.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's funny because there are stories coming out from, I guess, Iran. Not Iran. It's Iran. From Iran, where Muslims and Jews were helping each other out. Or even in Palestine,
I heard about
it. You know, it was at 9/11 when I was watching a documentary when one of the guys was running from the towers, he tripped and fell. He was picked up by just a guy. He said he didn't know who he was. Just picked him up, and he said, "You know what? You know." He realized once he thanked him who he was. He realized he was Muslim. He was Jewish.
Yeah,
and. Earlier that day, he was talking shit about Muslims. It's like, and there's a Muslim helping him out. That just goes to show that religion like that should just be left out. We should deal with human politics first. Let's talk about us being human and how we can make ourselves better and make the world better. Because
that's
just
like the whole Beatles thing, you know, trying to teach each other how to, you know, how to get along and not focus so much on the religious aspects of things, but, you know. We haven't.
I just think when it comes to like all, just like acceptance of like religion or sexual preference or what have you not. Like, it's just better for somebody at the top like to keep us busy with each other. You know, like mm-hmm. I just feel like. Like the way they see it, it's like, yeah, you know, we're not going to like stick our hands in there. If anything, we'll stir the pot a little more so that we can keep on, you know, like doing our thing and nobody
nobody takes
a look over here. And here we are, you know, like judging each other and fighting each other about like the church.
That's
and
what they want us to do.
Yeah, and they're probably the ones that are like putting the money down for these things, you know, like, hey, we want to make some flyers that talk this about like gay people. Oh, yeah, we'll give you the funding for it. Go for it. You know, just that kind of deal. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like none of us are like that. I mean, like,
nah,
especially
man.
Like our group of friends.
The gays and atheists are undermining traditional.
It's that pinko communism right there that's going to get you guys in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm serious, you know.
I'm just hoping we'd have a mob outside waiting when we
leave. Yeah, it'll probably be a mob of happiness. Like, yay, you know.
Someone finally said
this. Yeah, and it's true, you know. And this is what I really hope for the younger generation. You know, unfortunately, you guys are coming into a world that is fucked. you're, you know, when you guys...
Like that White Lion song.
You know, when... Child. As you get older, you're going to realize that your social security is not there. That things that... How things were back in the 80s aren't going to be the way it is now. But it's up... But I see what you guys are doing. You guys are doing something positive, and you guys are doing something to... You guys are saying, you know what? I'm done talking. I'm going to do something about it. And I wish... Your guys' generation was more like that, you know. Instead of talking the talk, you know, because you know what, you guys can get the troops rallied up for MoveOn.org and all these other things, but really, you guys are doing the smart thing by, you know, first you guys are exposing the kids to the music, and then to the art, and then to the literature, you know, and that's the key right there. You start shaping the minds now. So that later on, when they're corporate jerks, they won't be that big of an asshole.
Well, it's kind of to counterbalance whatever's already, you know, said and taught to us within the public school system or the private institutions are even worse. So it's kind of like to add the balance of the other side of things, like, because we already get fed all these things. Like I said, I used to teach before, and we have to sign a contract that we won't talk about anything that isn't democratic. So we can't talk about socialism, we can't talk about communism, even as a teaching point, we can't even touch it.
I'm sorry, did they let you teach creationism?
What?
Creationism? Where...
Did they allow
you to teach creationism? They didn't have a problem with the creationism, you know, no commie stuff, and no, you know, any of that left-wing banter that, you know, that you signed your contract with creationism part of that?
It just has to do with the socialists.
They just don't want to step on anybody's toes, man. So, leave out communism. Don't talk about creationism. Yeah. Everything's fine. Everything's in the center.
Yeah,
nobody gets upset.
Nobody gets upset when you have money.
Yeah.
Well, until you lose your money, then everybody gets upset, you know. When I go through my $100 for heroin, you know, then I get upset. Because what am I going to do? I'm going to have to start sucking dick for that. And it's not
gonna happen. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Exactly.
One more lighthearted story before we... Actually, it was kind of reminding me of LaFrost, because this lady got...
Oh, hey, LaFrost is here. Why don't you come on and join us on the mic really quick? Oh, don't be... Now you're being shy. Look at her. She's being shy.
If I go over there, I might take over.
Hey, you can kick out one of these guys. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you can kick out Dave.
No.
Anyways, so I guess there was like a domestic dispute in Delaware. And they had the lady inside the police car, and she refused to get out when they were trying to get her out. So you know what she did? What? No?
No.
Anyone take a guess?
She shit herself?
She got naked?
That's what I was gonna say.
She squirted breast milk at the cop. Oh.
That's my kind of girl. That's my kind of girl.
I heard about this too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I dug this, actually.
Yeah, I was just like, what? F you.
You're not taking me alive. You're not taking me alive.
So, with that, was there something that is coming up? You have a last show for Nation Sleeps, which is a band that you...
Yeah, yeah, I do the vocals for that band. We're called A Nation Sleeps. We have a Reverb Nation and Bandcamp, Facebook. Check us out. We're actually having our last show. It's going to be this Saturday at Cameron's residence in Covina.
And all the money goes to Bridgetown.
Yeah, all of the money will be donated to Bridgetown. We've been throwing shows like this. Yeah,
You don't have to bring anything. We're actually going to cook too and sell food.
Yeah, we're going to sell food there.
Is it going to be vegan, vegetarian?
Yeah.
All vegan.
What about us?
I'm there.
Yeah, it's all vegan.
Well, I would go, but now there's no meat, so there's no point. I'm sorry, but you don't fool in the French
with
salad.
You can bring your meat and put it in there.
Yeah.
Can I put my meat on somebody else's grill?
Disclaimer, bring your meat. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, we've been having benefit shows for a few months now to raise funds so that we can rent out a place, get a lease going, and this is going to be a show that we'd like to greatly help that. So there's going to be La Bea is going to play, A Nation Sleeps. Do you want to go ahead and...
Yeah, it's going to be, this is going to be at my house in my garage, and I'll post
inside the garage.
Inside the garage, so it's people are used to playing backyard shows, but we like to have things inside. It'll be fun. If you're interested in coming, you can check our the Tumblr or the Facebook or email us for details. It's at my house in Covina. And the bands that are playing are La Bea, A Nation Sleeps, their last show, Calculator, who just got back from tour with a band called The Status Landscape, and Burn Idols. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun show. Four or five bands. It'll be nice. So hopefully if you can come out, I'm sure we're still deciding on the price, but it's going to be between like $2 or $3. It's not going to be anything more than
that. That's a good price for a show.
And if you don't even have money, just come in.
Nobody's going to get turned away if you're not having money. Fuck that.
Just bring your meat on the grill.
Yeah, please. Please bring your meat to put on our grill.
Just bring some honeys, man.
Bring some honeys.
if you bring a keg of root beer, you get in free. So.
Oh, yeah. Keg of root beer.
There you go.
Keg of root beer. Food.
There you go. King of...
I think we also have a PayPal, right, where people can just
If I wanted to like donate money to you guys, or you know, because like it's hard for me to go to a meeting, but I want to donate to you guys' cause. How do I go about doing that? You guys have a PayPal account set up?
Currently, we have our PayPal is linked to that same email address, bridgetowndiy@gmail.com. But stay on the look. If you'd like to donate, obviously it's very much encouraged, but for those of you that are interested in maybe receiving something back for donating, we're looking to get a Kickstarter started. And if you're unaware of what a Kickstarter is, essentially the idea behind it is you set a goal of the amount of money that you want to raise, and then based on how much you donate, you get something in return. So the things that we're looking to give as incentives for you to donate are patches, screen printed posters,
painters,
things like that. So if you're interested in donating, keep on the lookout. Check our Tumblr frequently. That'll be up, I'm sure, by the end of the week. We're going to be talking about it at this next meeting. So either that, you can look at the Kickstarter, or if you want to directly just donate to us, and I'm sure if you want to do it before the Kickstarter is up, I'm sure we can send you something your way. So just email us, bridgetowndiy@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed you guys brought these lovely backpack patches,
yes,
which is pretty cool. I like it because you guys did them yourselves just earlier. Now, do you guys have have buttons with you? Or
buttons? We don't have buttons as of yet.
We have stickers, but I think we might have run out. So
it's possible. We'll get more made.
We'll get more.
The patches are always going to be in supply because we can
other than the patches, because I know you guys mm-hmm. had mentioned you did it. Uses yourselves. Are mm-hmm. the pans and the stickers done by yourselves, or you guys do it somewhere else?
The stickers are done somewhere else.
Well,
but
technically.
I mean, we do all the designing for the stickers and things like that. Yeah. Everything that's like within our means to everything that's possible for us to create.
Yeah.
So like screen printing. There's one right there.
Yeah.
Everything that's possible for us to do within our means, like the doing screen printing ourselves, we got into learning how to do that, so we did that. Buttons are well within our means, so hopefully we'll get around to making those soon. And at some point, if we can make stickers, if we have the means to make those, I'm sure we will. So we're just trying to keep the DIY ethic as long as possible.
Well, if you want, I can give you some information off the air over how to get buttons. I have a friend named Jean Luc who lives in San Francisco, and he did my friend Alice's buttons for her zine called Shut Up Slut.
Fantastic.
And they came out really nice. And
cool.
You know, I'll give you give the info for that.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, actually, I'll have to Facebook it to you because I have it with me.
Facebook.
That's social Facebook. Network. You know.
There you go.
But if you guys also. I want to find out more, and you guys can't find the Bridge Sound. You could look for any of our bands.
Oh yeah,
any of our affiliated bands.
Our bands.
Yeah, because we're
to
all
our shows or something.
Yeah,
we're all
our
always
shows.
There.
It was La Bea and A Nation Sleeps, Burn Idols. Who else is in it?
Ruptures,
Concussion. Just any of those bands. If you know any of them, hit them up, and they all know about this. And a lot of the LA hardcore punk bands know about this. So
yeah, and if there's any events going on that have anything to do with hardcore or punk, or even we're going to try to expand and include other scenes and genres, but I mean, we just, like I said, we tabled at Narmageddon Fest this past weekend. We tabled at the LA Anarchist Book Fair, which was a huge success. It was really cool, and a lot of people came up and took our information.
I missed that.
It was great. It was,
and I'm not gonna lie, but I got really drunk. I went to Tiki T and I just had way too many cocktails.
Hey, man.
Whatever happens
to each his own. But so if there's anything like that, keep a lookout for us. I'm sure we'll be there, we'll be around, we'll have a table. We'll hopefully get the word out as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, you know what? Once again, you know, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for
getting the word out about your DIY project, which I think is really good. I think it's noble of you guys to actually want to do something in your communities to expand minds and to, you know, get kids motivated. Because it seems to be, you know, kids are lazy. I'm not going to lie. They're freaking lazy, and they need some type of motivation. And it will inspire. You guys don't know it, but you guys are going to inspire the next generation of DIY artists who want to do their own thing, you know. So you guys keep doing what you're doing, and you know what? You know, anytime you guys want to plug your stuff, just let us, give it to us. We'll just plug it on our air, you know.
Yeah, or if you want to call in and just talk about.
Yeah, you guys are welcome here anytime. Yeah.
Yes.
Call John your friend.
Like
Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
Well, I don't think Tracy Morgan was drunk. I think he was just full. He was full of food. Because I asked him to call. I was like, can I eat first? Make sure. Go ahead, Tracy, eat first. But thanks. You know, you guys are doing something awesome, you know. Keep doing what you're doing. And with that, we'll be back after this next block of songs.
Yeah. Shove from the right. It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight. Bush for president and his wife. We'll hold them for a reservoir. Take their lives. Attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president is much the guns. Anyone he does not like. Shoots or puts behind bars. Good day, Tom! Good day, Tom!
Go!
Oh my God.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this evening, and we'd like to thank Bridgetown once again for joining us.
Bridgetown!
Thank you very much for letting us come over and talk about.
Oh, there's stuff. Music. There's that music.
Yeah.
I want to thank LaFrost for calling in and for joining us. I'd like to thank the boys from Bridgetown once again. My co-host, Katie Anarchy, whom without Verbal Vomit would not be happening. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining me today also. And don't forget to tune in to the other shows, such as Piñata Hour.
Which is tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow. And actually...
every Wednesday at 7.
Yeah. There's a party, too, on July 9th, the Saturday.
And then Thursdays is the More Music music.
Very be careful. El Haru Kuroi. Hello, my name is Red and Aparato. And yeah, Thursday is More Music Pod with Vince. It was awesome.
And with Karen Centerfold, who is... Okay.
She's a regular now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I heard her.
And then you can always tune in Fridays to the best of the LaFrost and Mo show, because they're still the best, and they're still LaFrost and Mo, you know? You were trying to talk it. Well, next week I have Alice joining me, and we may be having a special guest. But tune in July 12th, though, because Kitty and I will be back with La Bestia.
La Bestia.
Oh, my gosh. I listened to that album. It was pretty fucking awesome. You're going to have to listen to that. You're going to be blown away by it.
By what?
By her album.
Oh, yeah. I heard a couple songs.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Every Day is Monday is awesome.
Yeah, there's a video out for that one.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out then.
Check it out.
Yeah, because it's pretty cool.
Oh, it's over here. The hash is over here. The hash is right here.
Oh, she can't see it. Put it in her hand.
Thanks. This is Verbal Woman, Dave.
Okay, we love you guys. Okay. Good night.
Good night.